Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Bird, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, Clarissa here. I wanted to talk to you about audible.com. You can get countless amount of books on audio. Just listen to them. Who has the time? I don't, to stop and read all the books that I want to read, but I'm always in the car traveling either from Phoenix to Las Vegas or out to San Diego, LA. I've got plenty of time in the car that I can be listening and learning or listening and enjoying at the same time. So I've decided to affiliate with Audible. What I love to do is listen and learn. So why don't you do the same? They've got it in different languages. You can go in and pick all kinds of different titles and listen to them. And again, love learning. It's the quickest way. It's the easiest way. It's the most affordable way. You can get a free trial. I'm going to send you to clarissaburt.com/audible. You will not be sorry. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over a million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissaburt.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Hey everybody, it is Clarissa Burt, and we are back in the limelight with yet another enormous, fabulous, and extremely successful woman entrepreneur. But before I bring her on, there are a couple things I do want to remind you about. First of all, would you please like, share, subscribe, and make sure everybody knows about In the Limelight. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. We do videos, a podcast, and this beautiful digital magazine. This is the third edition of the magazine. It is, again, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. These are my friends in Lamborghinis. As you all know, I lived 30 years in Italy. And so I've got lots of fun friends that like to play in the sandbox with me. So that's what the magazine is about. You can find all of this media on inthelimelightmedia.com. So go there and make sure that you follow along, because you are going to want to know a lot of the information that these entrepreneurs that I get to meet and know and love and trust. And I just get so excited about meeting them, but I want you to know them too. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in our next guest. She is a 5-time best-selling author and internationally recognized authority on business acceleration through impact strategy. And Yeah, that's a lot. And she's done so much. I don't know when this woman sleeps, but I'm going to bring her on and she's going to tell us, everybody. It is Wendy Lipton-Dibner. When do you sleep, Wendy? Because your bio and everything you sent to me is amazing. And I can't wait to take a deeper dive with you. So when do you sleep?
Well, I sleep when I can, right? So we're all in this for as long as this. And at the end of the day, you know, if I can get myself to sleep, I do. I lie there and I think and I come up with new ideas.
Create. Yeah, I know. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. I getcha, girlfriend. I getcha. So you help impact-driven executives and entrepreneurs and clinicians increase their revenues exponentially through strategic and operationally focusing their businesses on a measurable, this is the word, the measurable way to create impact in people's lives. So let's explain what that you're talking about here.
Okay, so let's start with impact, because the fact is everybody's using the word impact and it's kind of gotten to be like the word love. You know, we all use it and we're using it in different ways. For me, impact in a professional venue is about making a measurable difference in people's lives as the direct result of contact with us, with our teams, with our message, with our products, our services. Right. And what I found is that the more we focus on impact, the more that we actually have revenues coming in bigger and faster.
Right. Oh, okay. So we think we're creating impact. We'd like to be creating impact. We don't always know that we are successfully creating impact.
Right.
How do we know? And what should we be impacting and how?
Okay. So part of this is about geeking out and getting into the concept of actually determining before you even start, what is the impact you're going to make, right? What is the unique thing that your unique one-of-a-kind marketing products and services can do for people? Right. And once you figure that out, the next question is, how do you measure it?
Right. So Exxon would be doing something different than Clarissa Burt Media Group.
Totally different.
Right. Like completely different. So I want to impact women, and I want to impact women that are, and so niche, continue to niche. Is that where it is until you really hit that sweet spot?
No. In fact, I'm a big proponent of no niche marketing, basically saying that when you figure out the impact you want to make, you find the people who need it, and then you market to them effectively. So the secret is, I mean, you want to play for a second? You
want sure, to love it.
All right, let's talk about your audience, okay?
Right.
So I don't even care for you to tell me right now what is your audience or who is your audience. What I'd like you to tell me is, what is the difference that you want to make? And let me ask you a little more specifically.
Right.
If after they follow this, they watch you, they read you, they subscribe to you right there, they're consuming you, how will their lives be different?
Well, I like to think that they're dealing with someone in integrity, and that, you know, by dealing with someone in integrity, they can love, know, like, and trust whom they're talking to. I'd like for them to be able to know that they too can create a following through media, because I do teach media and how to be in media. A lot of people do not know how to do that. A lot of people are very afraid of it. And when in effect, it's one of the quickest ways to get your word and your message out. The other thing that I love working with women on is their self-esteem. So making sure that they know at all times how to look good, feel good, be good, and live a greater good. And so all of these four pillars are the things that I would like to be able to pass on to them so that they can live as an esteemed being.
Okay, let's start right there, because that's awesome. What you've presented is so beautifully clear, and we know who you are and who you want to help, and generally what you'd like to help them be, right?
Right.
And do in terms of getting their message out there.
Right.
The secret here is to figure out for you now, what do you want that to get for them in their lives? And if you begin to niche it down to the point of, well, okay, we know they'll get more followers, they'll get more business, they'll get, so what? In other words, what is the unique piece that you can help them do that they've never done before in their lives? What will they be able to stop doing that they've had to do too much of? What do they get to be that they've never gotten to be? And most importantly, what will they be able to stop being?
Right.
So it's all of these changes.
That is really great. I'd like for them to stop overcompensating. I'd like for them to stop asking permission. And I'd like for them to be able to live as an esteemed being so that they can pass that on to their daughters.
So when they live as an esteemed being, how will their lives and their children's lives be different?
Right. They will be different because they will be happier. They will be healthier. They'll be living in great relationship with themselves and with others, which, by the way, is basically the basis of everything that we are. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your self-esteem is together the minute you get up in the morning, or let's say it's pretty well, it's compacted and you're in a good place, you know, it's pretty much what you're basing your day on, your life on, and your basically your relationships again with yourself and with others. So this is huge. This is huge in your with your children, with your husband, with your mother, with your at work. It's as huge with anyone. So. This is what I propose.
It's beautiful. And so what happens is the more specific you can get in terms of how their lives will actually change as a result of being in your sphere,
right?
Then you can measure that. You can measure where they start and how they progress and where they get to. And once you've got that done,
right.
That's everything.
Because you know, when you're talking and say when you're saying that, my heart just kind of goes, oh, you know, I feel like my heart just goes, wow. And just to be able to see that woman and that smile. And you know, I've done some work with women along the way. And I mean, I've gotten phone calls even from my husband's going, I don't know what you did. But I've got my wife back. Thank you. You know, that kind of thing, which is it's extraordinarily exciting, and it really gives you that huge sense of purpose.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that I get it. So you were a social researcher first. And so how did you go from being in social research to, I just think I want to be an entrepreneur now.
Okay. So my favorite story, and I'll make it really, really short, but it is, thank you for asking because I love it. Right. So I did not want to be a social researcher. I wanted to be Barbara Streisand, just so we can be clear about that.
Oh no, sing us something. Sing.
At the time, that was my big goal. And my family wanted me to go, you know, move on, go to graduate school. So I made a bet with them that I would apply. And if I got in, I would go. But if I didn't get in, they had to pay for me to make it on Broadway. And Duke called my bluff. Okay, that's really how it happened. Duke called my bluff. I had to go. And you know, I was one of those type A, got to get it done right anyway.
Right.
I actually fell in love. I fell in love with the concept, not only of understanding why we do what we do,
right,
but measuring it so we can help people do it better. And one thing led to another. I got, invited to speak. I got invited to publish. I got invited for jobs, da, da, da. Right. And my first real position was directing a research study of an alcoholism treatment center. And we created a program and a research study that nobody had ever done. And it was huge and it was enormous. And in the middle of doing this, the U.S. Senate saw what we were doing and invited us to come and present our research to them for a committee that they were doing. All right. When we accepted, my office became filled with attorneys. The hospital had sent attorneys to watch everything I did to make sure that I was helping the hospital look in their best light.
Right. When
I was 21 years old, I discovered how much can be changed with a darn comma, right?
Of course.
So they kept changing it, and I really didn't understand whether I had the right to say no to them.
Right.
But I knew I didn't like it. Today we would call that out of integrity, but we didn't have those words then. I just knew everything was wrong. Let's fast forward a year later. I'm standing at the Senate and I go to present the report. And I look down and it's not the report I wrote. It's the report the attorneys had edited and edited and edited to where it just wasn't recognizable. Now, to be clear, they didn't lie. There was no false data there. But the way it was presented made it look better than it was. So I had a decision to make, and I think we all at some point have this moment, right? Mm-hmm. In that moment, I stood there. I was the only woman, all men senators, all men attorneys and bosses, right? And the long and short of it is I had to make a decision. And I heard this voice in the moment, as we all do.
Right.
That was, you know, you got to do the right thing. You just do it. And so I held the report, but I spoke the truth of the research. And at that moment, my boss put his hand on my leg, and I was like, I knew I was in trouble, and I just couldn't stop. And as the senators were asking questions and we were going further after I was done,
right,
I knew two things that I had never known before. One, which is one woman or man can make a massive impact in the world if we just follow our instincts and do the right things. Mm-hmm. Right? But the other thing I discovered is I can't be an employee.
Right.
I just can't. Yeah, of course. I can't do what they want me to do. I have to do what I think is best.
That's right.
So I went back and I quit. And I walked into a bank literally the next day with a hand-typed proposal that I wanted to borrow $50,000 to prove that we could make more money in business if we focused on impact than if we focused on money. So this was in 1983, $50,000 today would be a whole lot more. And loans were a whole lot easier to get in those days. But they gave me the check right then and there.
Wow.
And so there I was, and I opened my first business. 3 years later, we sold it at 60X and had proved that with no prices anywhere in the store, no one ever talked about money the whole time. In 3 years, we made a massive difference for people and made a crazy amount of money. So ever since then, it's just been one after the other.
Is making a difference and making an impact the same thing?
For me, it is, not for all. You know, when I published Focus on Impact and I was doing a speaking tour and I was traveling around on an airline that I won't mention right now, but there was we were taking pictures on every flight. And one of the pilots refused to hold the book because he didn't want his face associated with the word impact.
Right? Oh, okay. So I gotcha. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I suppose. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's talk about the book, Focus on Impact. I'm going to send everybody over, I think, to focusonimpact.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. Or they can just go to professionalimpact.com and leave them to focusonimpact.com.
Yeah. So Professional Impact, there's a ticker, everybody, you know, just it'll be going for the rest of the interview now. So you'll be able to refer to that. ProfessionalImpact.com, FocusOnImpact.com is the name of the latest book. There are many, but this is the latest book. What can we expect from the book? Let me read the whole. It's the 10-step map to reach millions, make millions, and love your life along the way. Now, how important is that? Because you can make millions and hate yourself. You can make millions and be miserable. I know people that do it.
Oh my gosh, I have met far too many entrepreneurs that really give up their lives to be able to make money or make their difference. And that just makes zero sense.
They sell themselves to the devil. They're sold to the devil, which is I've seen a million times as well. So is integrity. It was the first word I used, right? Yeah. So integrity for me is everything, but please, the floor is yours.
So, and we stay up all night because we got to figure things out. And because if you're alone in your business, if you don't have that infrastructure to back you up, like they do in corporate, at the end of the day, you're going to burn out before you ever get to make the impact you were born to bring the world. And that.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's a tragedy. That's a travesty.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
For anybody.
So the book.
So the book is actually a 10-step map that shows you exactly if you're starting from scratch or if you're just looking to grow, what are the 10 sequential things we need to do to be able to get that unique piece that only we can bring the world into the world.
Right.
Whether it's in products or services, depending on whether it's info marketing, more tech, we bring a unique perspective to the world, and only we can create this piece. So how do you identify it, design it, develop it, deliver it, bring it into the world, differentiate, expand it, grow it, keep going so that it finally reaches that elusive unicorn position.
So what is your next step? What is the next thing that you plan? Who is the next person? Which is the next group that you plan on impacting?
So I've been very fortunate, right, to be able to touch a lot of lives with a lot of different industries. But the sadness for me is entrepreneurs, because too many people aren't making it happen. And one of the reasons they're not making it happen is because they haven't got the money to do it.
Right.
It's a vicious circle.
Right. If they were to reverse engineer, though, Wendy, what if they were to reverse engineer and say, okay, let me start out with the impact I want to make, and then I'll create my business?
Well, that is what Focus on Impact teaches them to do, right? But at the end of the day, when I bring that to corporations, they can hit the ground running as soon as I tell them what to do. They don't first have to build an infrastructure.
Right, right.
So I'm building the infrastructure for entrepreneurs for them to be able to use. And my mission is for them to be able to use it without having to pay to use it.
What about the entrepreneur that is, or let's say they're 5-10 years in, never really thought about impact before because they're so darn busy in their businesses, running their businesses, working in the business, working on the business. How could they get started now? How could they, could they course correct at this late date?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not even course correct so much as add in a component. Often, I mean, sometimes they have to. But at the end of the day, no matter where you are in your business, whether you're starting out or you're already, you know, sitting on a yacht somewhere watching, at the end of the day, you've got to look at what's unique about your perspective and how can you infuse that into your marketing products and services so as to create one of a kind pieces that go into the world. Now, if your products are already out there, which so many of my clients already are, at the end of the day, what we do is we say, what is the unique difference that your product really makes that you've never let people know to look for, that they don't even know to use it for?
Right.
And how can you get that done, measure it, and then change your marketing to be entirely focused on impact instead of on selling?
Right. You know, one of the things that I've done recently, as opposed to going ahead and just, you know, reinventing the wheel, is I've just went ahead and let's call it JV with, or have associated myself now with a platform and a website that I wholly believe in.
Cool.
And I was thrilled, you know, to find them. It's called domesticshelters.org. And so for, you know, abused women and children, it's been around for a very long time. They need the help. I have the media, and it would take me far too long to create the infrastructure there. So there's a beautiful marriage there, if you will, between what I can bring to the table and the help that they need.
Yeah.
So maybe this is a way that others can, you know, entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, much like myself, can jump on board and make an impact. Because changing one life is never changing one life, is it?
No.
I can impact one life, but that impacts so many more, right?
Exactly. And the beauty is we never get to know all of the lives that we've touched. It's extraordinary. I mean, I have a wall in the office that's devoted to the thank you notes that people send me.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see, I know that each one of those represents, you know, tens, hundreds.
It keeps you going. It keeps you gassed up. It keeps fuel in the tank. And that's why we wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We wait 4 days, right? This is why we do what we do, right?
So, exactly.
Everybody, I knew she was going to be delicious. And she is. She is a woman of substance who is changing the world. I'm going to say one at a time, but it's probably hundreds and thousands at a time. Go get the book, Focus on Impact. You can go to focusonimpact.com. You can go to professionalimpact.com as well. I'm sure it's on Amazon and everywhere they sell books. It is Wendy Lipton Dibner on the show today. Thanks so much for your time. Any closing words? Anything else I didn't ask you that you would like to add?
At first, just let me thank you, because your impact is so profound. And you're walking around too. Okay, so those, it's people like you that we need in this world. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And to your audience, just please, please remember that the impact we make together is far greater than any will ever make alone. So just keep doing it.
Hear, hear.
Cheers.
Thanks. Appreciate so much your time. Thank you again. Bye-bye. Bye.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. You found it right here at InspiredNewsRadio.com. We're a positive talk radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with programs designed to deliver information to the world that inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com, and I hope you'll tune in every single week to positive talk radio, InspiredNewsRadio.com.
AccuWeight Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, AccuWeight, AccuWeight.com.
In all corners of this beautiful world, there are people in need. People who deserve support, care, and community. The fine people at Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces believe in a continual commitment to give back to those in need by contributing a percentage of every sale to various charities, such as A Soldier's Journey Home, the Shriners Hospital for Children, Storm Aid, and Along Comes Hope. Craig Shelley Swiss Designer watches are made with the mission in mind to empower, each with a message on the back case and on the leather strap. The Love Watch, the Believe Watch, and the Faith Watch. Go to CraigShelley.com and use the code CLARISSA20 to get 20% off of your purchase today. Craig Shelley Swiss Timepieces.
Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.